Dogs and cats greet me as I get to the door of the Hardings' house, situated on a serene, calming piece of property with stunning close-up views of the nearby mountains.
You tell him the mountains, honey. You know them better than I do.
Well, that's Mount Gunnison off here to your left. You should talk of it. And then it comes around to Hoodoo Gap.
Dallas's family homesteaded this ranch in 1904, and the land's been in the family ever since. The Hardings have a long history here, with rich ties to the community. But June still insists she's not what you'd call an old-timer.
I've only been here 61 years since we were married. And so I'm really a newcomer. I don't know all this old-timey stuff.
The Hardings' journal observations of the weather, most of them written by June, are a key part of what the Almanac's all about, sharing and comparing observations on how wildly different and similar the environment can be from year to year. One recent example, the week Cedar Keshet posted pictures of the season's first snow on Coal Mountain, June's journal from 1989 says it was still 88 degrees out that year.
And then over here on the left, we have some of your posts from 1989.
Well,
in 1989, on this day, terrible storm in the night where lightning struck your telephone pole.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look back to her entries from just a week before that in 1989, it was 30 degrees outside their home and snow was on Gunnison. Looking back at June's journals can tell us a lot about the history of this country. It's easy to say this year's been a wild weather year in Colorado. Historic rains in the middle of a historic drought alone will tell you that. But without those firsthand accounts from decades past, it's hard to tell just how wild it was, or whether these extremes were just par the course for the West. Or at least, the journals are more fun than graphs. June calls the journals just the facts, but they aren't just for scientists or weather geeks. And in fact, the Hardings didn't start writing them just to keep track of the rain.
Really, the reason we got started writing them, there were some guys doing some poaching up here. So the game warden came up to, he got a report that there was some poaching going on. So he came up and...
Because he wanted facts in order to nail these guys who were up here killing everything they could find.
So like some sort of frontier-style legal defense, the Hardings journals were their way of showing the game warden they weren't poachers. They were too busy making applesauce. But June soon got hooked on journaling, and now says she's glad she did.
And oh, they have been so valuable. We've looked back in those journals many, many times to help us remember something. But it's kind of nice to look back and see what was it like 2 years ago. It's really been invaluable. Tell him what is this?
This is my mother's diary. And she kept a diary all the time.
Journaling in the Harding family goes back farther than June and Dallas, though. Dallas shows me one of his mother's diaries from 1938 to 1942. It comes from a time when the written word was perhaps more important to daily life than it is today, when jotting down a day's work was just as common as checking your email. June says when she reads through those diaries, she's impressed with just how hard times really were.
They talk about picking peas, and they picked peas and picked peas. And then sometimes that's all they had to eat.
Weather was a big part of the Elder Miss Harding's journals as well. Dallas reads an end-of-the-year entry from 1940.
Ups and downs, the worst flood we ever had. More and more damage from erosion. Sheep again here this year.
Bits of wisdom are scattered throughout the diary.
A little note she put on the side of it in the back. Says, remember to put down the weather for the first 12 days of New Year. Mr. Rober says a good guide for weather of each month in turn.
I finally asked June what her reaction was when KVNF approached her about putting all these old journals online.
What? I mean, they're only just information, you know, for us. And I guess, yeah, it was a surprise. But, you know, we really do want to leave the heritage of our country here. Because you young people are moving in, and it's really flattering to us that you care enough about our area, that you want to know about it. That's what I find really awesome, more so than the journals.
I asked June before I left what it's like seeing those journals on the internet, cemented in history, used as a reference for people across the region as they're watching the seasons change.
I think it's wonderful that you young folks are so interested, and I'm fine with letting the world know what it was like.
And when she says what it was like, she's not just talking about the weather. According to June, if you read back through her journals or Dallas's mother's or any of the older generations, you'll find a theme.
Life was hard. It's getting easier all the time. But life has been really hard up here.
For IC Change and the Almanac.org, I'm Travis Bubinick.